Three women are standing at a table. The sign behind them reads,
"The Wrangle Bluefooted Boobies are gearing up for the 2013 Susan G. Komen 3-Day Challenge. Please help us get there with your donations. Thank you for your commitment to the fight against breast cancer."
That's Tyla Nelson. She and the other Bluefooted Boobies are putting a tasty twist on fundraising. They've set up shop outside a local grocery store, and they're selling homemade bagels. Beth Heller points to tins stacked high with different varieties.
So the type of bagels we have are poppy seed, craisin. These ones are cinnamon raisin. We have some sesame, some plain and everything. And we've sold out of the Parmesan.
And onion.
And onion.
Beth Comstock is the team captain. She has dyed pink hair and a bubbly smile. She says her team has faced both emotional and financial hurdles leading up to this event.
To be able to walk in the Susan G. Komen walks, you have to raise a minimum of $2,300 per person. So not only is it a substantial physical commitment, it's a substantial monetary commitment when you sign that paper that says, "I want to be a walker."
That's a whopping $11,500 for a team of five. Comstock says they had to come up with a creative way to fund it. In a town with few restaurants and even fewer grocery stores, some food is hard to come by. Fresh, homemade bagels were nowhere to be found. Until now.
We decided to have a bake sale, and we had, at that one, we had 50 bagels and 40 loaves of bread. And we discovered that Wrangle loves homemade bagels. And so the next week was 100 bagels. And then we've done 2 weeks now of 150 bagels. So
nearly everyone who passes the table stops to buy one, or at the very least is intrigued by the familiar scent. This morning, they've sold 80 in just the first hour. Nelson says they may sell fast, but it takes a long time to make them.
So we start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we make sponges. Yesterday we made 12 sponges. They sit for 2 hours and then we rotate them through the KitchenAid, pumping out doughs, and then they raise for another
2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, 2 to 4 hours, and then we form them into balls. They raise for another 20 minutes. We form them into bagels. They raise for another 20 minutes. We boil them and then top them and then bake them. So we started at 9 o'clock yesterday morning and we finished at 9:30 yesterday evening.
But Comstock says there is a serious reason she and her teammates have put this much time and effort into this event.
I'm high risk. I discovered a few years ago that I'm high risk for breast cancer. I can deal with that for me and myself, but I have a daughter. I have three daughters, and I have two granddaughters. And I want them to be able to live in a world that's free of breast cancer so that they don't have to have that fear hanging over their heads.
When I talked to the Bluefooted Boobies, they were only $100 short of their nearly $12,000 goal. Since then, they've made that and more. Comstock, Nelson, and Heller are walking with Megan Clark and Aaron Anderson. They've also gained a new team member. Juno's Jennifer Thorne is joining them as a first-time walker. Now, the Bluefooted Boobies are on their way to Seattle. They'll walk 60 miles around the city from September 20th to 22nd at a grueling pace of 20 miles per day. But Comstock says she hopes those 60 miles will bring everyone one step closer to finding a cure for breast cancer. And although this year's walk hasn't even started yet, they're already planning for next fall. The challenge is the same, but their team name is changing to highlight this group's unique approach. Next year, they'll be
Bagels for Boobies!
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.